Everybody know God is faithful.
Faithful.
Even when we're not faithful.
Faithful is our God.
He's still faithful.
Faithful is the Lord.
Yes, he is.
Faithful, faithful, faithful.
Keeps looking out for me.
Faithful is our God.
Keeps making a way for
faithful
me.
Is
because
the
he's faithful.
Lord.
And you are the
you
Lord.
King.
I worship you because
you're my
everything, so I give myself to you. You're the Lord of
Lords.
You're in control. You're my everything. I couldn't make it without you. Oh, somebody lift your voice and say, you are the Lord of Lords.
Mind, soul, and spirit present the inspiration.
Others like splinting broken bones. And then there are some tasks that you would rather pass off to a colleague. One such task is boils and abscesses. Why, you may ask? Patients with boils and abscesses, they don't want you to touch them, but they want you to make the abscess disappear. They are throbbing, pulsating mounds of pus-filled, tender, stinky, hot, inflamed growths. They grow under armpits and under breasts. They grow between rubbing thighs, and they even grow in the crack of behinds. And like pimples, if you wait, they will usually come to a head and open up and drain on their own. But often the pain is so severe that people can't wait and they come to the hospital or the doctor's office seeking help from a trained professional. They want them to do what's called an incision and drainage, where a physician will stick a scalpel into the wound, open it up, drain it out, and clean it out for them. Sometimes when they open them up, they're like a volcano spewing forth all over the room, literally onto people's clothing, in people's faces, stinky, nasty mess. And have you ever thought that grief can be like a boil or an abscess? Whether it's the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, a friend, your health, or even the death of a dream, grief can be tender, it can be throbbing, it can pulsate, and if it's not processed, it can erupt into a violent, malodorous stream of hot, infectious yuck, just like a boil or an abscess. With grief, we can choose to sit back and hope that it'll heal on its own, and sometimes it will develop into a head and it'll ooze out in some way and recover on its own with no additional help. But often, we have to seek professional help from a counselor who, under clean, controlled circumstances, can open up those wounds and can evacuate the infectious fluid, the infectious feelings inside. Sometimes people try to open up boils at home on their own using a safety pin or something like that. It's not healthy. It's not clean. And sometimes what they do, they might get it open and they might get some stuff out. But a lot of times they'll leave us some pus inside and it'll get reinfected. Or they clean it out and there's nothing inside, so the cavity either fills up again or just heals over the top and there's a reinfection that occurs. People don't always know that to heal properly, you have to use what we call packing. It's a sterile solution that after the physician has cleaned out the wound, they will put inside to allow healthy cells and tissue to lay down on the bottom of the wound bed. And you remove the packing every few days. And as the wound heals from the bottom up, you'll notice that you use less and less packing. Same with grief. There are 5 stages of grief, and you have to process through them all. This is not new to you. Do you remember them? Anger, denial, bargaining, depression, acceptance. All these issues that we go through in life, we have to walk through these stages. And it's not always a linear progression. Sometimes we take 1 step forward and 2 steps back. So I want to ask you, where are you in your grieving process? Are you doing the work? God's desire is for you to be whole. In 1 Peter, the Lord says, cast your cares and your anxieties and your depressions upon me. He wants to walk with you through them. He wants you to be whole. Let's continue talking about mental health. Let's continue to do our work. I'm going to do my work. Will you do your work? This has been another episode of Nursing Your Heart with Nurse Teresa P., woman, wife, mother, and RN for the kingdom.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it. Due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Cause all I seem to do is
permission, but sing it for me two more times.
Declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
We probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others, we can help reassure and support them. And that's really important.
The first step to understanding is listening. If you have questions about the vaccines, visit quebec.ca/vaccine talk. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
There's a lot going on in the world today. See how it affects Montreal's Black and Caribbean community. Read the Community Contact. News, features, opinions, music reviews, cultural events, and so much more. Our voices, our perspectives, our community. Published every 2 weeks, pick it up at your favorite community spot or visit us online at our new and dynamic website, mtlcommunitycontact.com. Easy to navigate and lots to enjoy. Archived issues also on the site and available on the web. That's mtlcommunitycontact.com. Stay in contact.
It's now 15 minutes after the hour. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. What a blockbuster set of music. And The Word with Leandria Johnson, Donald Lawrence, and the Tri-City Singers. The Word of the Day, courtesy of Teresa Daniels Prevett, woman, wife, mother, and RN for the Kingdom. We still got the Pick of the Week coming to you in just a few short minutes. But right now, going out to my boy Tony. Here's Kirk Carr and the Kirk Carr Singers from the album Bless This House. I've seen him do it on CKUT 90.3 FM.
For someone facing incredible obstacles in your life, I want you to lean on God and trust his flawless record. He never fails. He can do the impossible. How do I know? I've seen him do it.
Yes. The impossible.
There's nothing impossible for God.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
He can turn the mess you're in to an awesome miracle.
To an awesome miracle.
Yes, he can.
I know he can.
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
So whatever problem you've got.
Whatever problem you
just let it go.
If you just and give it to God, he'll work it out. How do I know?
How do I know what God can do?
I've seen him do it.
I've seen him do it.
Hallelujah. I've lived long enough to see God do phenomenal things. Oh, yes, I have. I've seen God give people supernatural strength when they didn't know how they were going to make it. I've seen him use the most unlikely people to do incredible things. So I wrote this verse for those of you that are less than perfect. Listen.
When your life has gone astray, he'll preserve and cover you with his grace. That's how God works.
That's how God works. What I like about God.
Then he'll erase your past.
If you repent,
so people can
he'll erase your past.
Tangle it in your face.
That's how God works.
That's how God,
God
works.
Is so loving and forgiving.
I've seen him do it.
He just delivered my friend's mother from a 40-year drug addiction. Don't you tell me God can't work miracles. He's never lost the battle. He's never lost the victory. surgery, and they told her she would have to have radical chemotherapy to get completely healed. Oh, but we started to pray. She never had chemo, never had radiation, and 7 years later, she's cancer-free. You can't tell me God doesn't want miracles. Keeps making a way over and over again. My friend was telling me she was almost homeless with her two children. Oh, but God made a way out of no way, and she just bought a new house. I want my friend Denise to come and sing her testimony.
Sunday mornings.
Everybody clap your hands right here.
With music, ministry, and so much more. On Mind, Soul, and Spirit. CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. CKUT.ca. On the World Wide Web.
No.
It's now 28 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the best, the brightest in gospel music on a Sunday morning here on CKUT 90.3 FM in the Montreal area. So proud of our Canadian gospel artists and the new kingdom music they're creating. That was Montreal's Michelle Adams with All to You off her brand new CD, I'm Ready, set for release November 1. That's right, tomorrow here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Coming up next, also another Canadian from Toronto, Ontario, a brand new single released on Friday, Chardon Myers with Enter Right Now on CKUT 90.3 FM.
On Mind, Soul, and Spirit, we go extra, extra. Here's a new track that's
fire.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Je sais ce que les gens disent de moi. Mais je sais aussi qu'il y a un Dieu qui connaît mon cœur. Je sais ce que le monde dit de ma situation. Mais je sais aussi qu'il y a un Père qui a la solution. Je sais que le monde m'appelle stérile. Mais ta parole m'appelle féconde. Jésus, tu ne mens jamais. En toi, car je sais en qui j'ai cru. Moi, je sais qu'il y a un Dieu dans les cieux qui console les justifiés. Oh oui, je sais qu'il y a un Dieu dans les cieux qui défend toutes mes causes. Oh oui, moi, je sais qu'il y a un santé. Je connais Jéhovah Rapha, le Dieu qui guérit. Je sais que le divorce menace ma famille, mais ta parole nous déclare unis. Jésus, tu restes notre refuge. Je sais que le vent souffle contrairement à mes promesses. Mon roi demeure sur son trône et il agit.
Oh,
tu ne mens jamais. Tu l'as prouvé maintes fois dans ma vie. Je sais que le monde a toutes les raisons pour me disqualifier. Mais toi tu as une seule raison, ta grâce qui me met dans la position de ton ancien. Je voudrais dire à quelqu'un ce jour, arme-toi de ta foi. Ton rédempteur est vivant. Comme pouvait dire le psalmiste, arrêtez, sachez que je suis Dieu. Je domine sur les nations, je domine sur la terre. L'Éternel des armées est avec toi. Le Dieu de Jacob est pour toi une haute retraite. Fais-lui confiance, car sa grâce t'a localisé et t'a qualifié.
Wake up in the morning!
There's no better way to start your Sunday
than with Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Jen, Chris, and DC.
Come on, let's get our praise on.
3 hours of power and praise.
Let me know.
On CKUT 90.3 FM.
Never.
I said never.
so glad that he won't never. He picked me up and he turned me around and he placed my feet on the solid ground. He won't never put my arm. I don't have to worry. I don't have to pray.
And now, Mind, Soul, and Spirit presents
our pick of the week.
Some real talk to roll with 24/7.
Turn it up.
Now, with just 15 minutes to go, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM Gospel, as good as it gets from God's property. And before that, Deborah Lukalu. Now, my pick of the week goes to two of my favorite millennials in ministry. I'm talking about recording artist Mally Music and Jonathan McReynolds, who shared a very candid conversation on YouTube just a few days ago about the COVID-19 vaccine, their concerns, their fears, and of course their feedback having taken the vaccines, yes, and survived. No doubt their testimony, their trepidations will go a long way to appeasing and perhaps persuading many still seated firmly on the fence of indecision. So hats off to Jonathan McReynolds and Mally Music for making more than music, some serious content on YouTube. Check out Mally Music's channel on YouTube and catch the conversation. You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM. Going to play music featuring those two gentlemen, Jonathan McReynolds, Mally Music, with Jump Ship on CKUT.
All right. I would get even more undignified than this.
When you focus on the sun, you feel the light on your face and your heart gets warm. Remember what he's done, and you feel from the hills that your help will come. But when you focus on the storm, no, everything around is yelling no hope. Your boat is rocking in the dark waves, and it's enough to make you wanna jump ship, jump ship, jump.
And replies take you off your pulse. Just breathe and let it go. Put the phone down and know God is in control. And let the master of the seas keep you in perfect peace. See, a blessing under pressure. The pressure makes you better, and better gives you hope for where you gotta go. So you don't gotta stop.
Hey,
don't.
KU4 98.7. I'm your host Jessica Wild, and I'm kicking off the show today with a brand new tune from the MK. Obviously, we used the turn-up hits from him, but
you found me.
And
I was lost, but you found me. You found me, yes, yeah. I was lost with no one around me. I was searching all around for someone to guide me. My God, so majestic is your love for me. You found me, cleaned me up and made me new. Now I see, since you came, my life's not been the same. You came, my story changed, oh yes. You came into my life, oh yeah. And brought me back to life again. Oh, when there's no one I can turn to, I'm reminded that I have a friend in you. Since you came into my life,
Jejeli Jejeli now found me. Jejeli Jejeli changed my story. Jejeli Jejeli since that day, I've not been the same. He wanted to come show show, and I don't think I deserve you. But still, you show me love every day, every day. Since you came, my life's not been the same. You came, my story changed, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
You came into my life, yeah, yeah.
My life, my life.
I brought me back to life again. Oh, when there's no one I can turn to, none. I'm reminded that I have a friend in you. Since you came into my life.
Make I no go front like it's nothing. Make I no go place man above you. There's no love like yours, and there's no love so real, you amaze me. Make I no go front like it's nothing. Make I no go place man above you. There's no love like yours, and there's no love so real. So many times I've been trying to make I understand why you didn't love a man like me. Why do you love a man like me? Why you didn't give me love so real? So many times I did try and make I understand why you didn't love a man like me. Why you didn't give me love so real? Why do you love a man like me?
That was fantastic faith-based music featuring none other than Kiara Sheard with a special guest by Missy Elliott. Before that, we had music NK, of course, from the motherland. the best, the brightest gospel music for 3 hours, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Sunday morning. Brother Chris here, my two co-hosts, well, one of them, JB, Jennifer Below, she's nursing her beautiful baby, and Dorothy D.C. Clark, where she's preparing for a celebration service for her dad, who passed away a week ago. Brother Ezra Clark will be celebrated this afternoon at 12 p.m. sharp at the LaSalle New Life SDA Church in LaSalle. That's 7780 Champlain Boulevard in LaSalle. Again, that is the funeral service, the celebration service this afternoon for the late Brother Ezra Clark, Dorothy D.C. Clark's dad. All right, we're going to go out with music featuring Travis Green with a special guest appearance by Anthony Hamilton, Oil and Water. Hope to see you back here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit every Sunday morning between the hours of 6 and 9. Be blessed, my people.
Yeah. Buenos días y bienvenidos a una nueva edición de Tiempo Latino en las ondas de CKUT 90.3 FM y en el internet en www.ckut.ca en la época de la pandemia.
Good morning and welcome.